dude, why aren't you opening the bag? What's in there, man?
The bag just got here, that's why.
This very second.
Somebody brought food.
Food. And Friday.
Do you not eat at home?
I don't. I haven't eaten
that's
in years.
Sad.
Like you can tell.
We have a $50 Carl's Jr. gift card. Let's just start this show off with it.
Yeah, let's give you some money for cash for food.
That's right. You could try the new hot honey hand-breaded chicken lineup.
Hard no, on the floor.
Carl's Jr. You can
try that. It'd be delicious.
Sure. Yeah. That's an option.
Okay, sit down on the floor. Have a go at it.
Right.
Like the old commercials. I love those.
That smells pretty good.
Yeah, it does smell really good.
Yes.
All right. Happy Friday to you, man.
To you as well.
How are you, sir?
I am good.
Ready
you?
For the, I'm great. Ready for the weekend.
Coming up today on Kevin and Sluggo, diet soda increases your appetite.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I didn't.
Oh, that's right. You always drink diet
yes.
soda. Yeah, you're trying to get all them weird chemicals
trying
in your body.
Trying to get fat. We also have a woman who went to jail for getting too close to a bear.
Wow, you really?
Yes.
He can go to jail for anything these
like
days.
5 days, 6 days, but still.
Wow.
You would think you would go to jail for that?
Right?
That's insanity.
That doesn't make any sense.
There is a Florida doctor who is starting to treat all illnesses with psychedelic mushrooms.
Ah! Oh, so, I'm not feeling very good. I
need
a mental
a new doctor.
Illness.
Yeah. Right.
Tell your doctor this is right for you.
Also, between 5 and 7, it's our All Request Fest.
Oh, we got some good stuff today.
Which we love. And we have the high-low game in the 3 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour.
So nice.
This hour will give you a chance to win $1,200.
Plus, caller 13, I will give you that Carl's Jr. $50 gift certificate right now. What the hell? Now, open it up, man.
What the hell?
In there.
I'm going to.
With the fries. There's fries!
5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wilhelm's Bitter Taste. Man, I wish he was taking over the station again this weekend.
Yeah.
That was so awesome last weekend.
That is a great song.
Yeah.
Diet soda may prompt food cravings, especially in women and people with obesity.
Perfect. Dead on.
Don't you think, like, when you pick a diet soda, you think, okay, well, diet soda is not as bad for me as regular soda.
I know that's the thinking. I've heard the exact opposite all these years, and I can't stand it. It tastes like crap. I'd rather drink water or iced tea.
I got used to it because I thought it wasn't quite as bad for me.
Yeah.
I know that it's all on the scale to bad. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
But I thought diet soda was, you know, a little better.
That's what everyone thinks. But as it comes out more and more,
drinking artificially sweetened diet sodas may lead to increase in appetite.
Perfect.
Gain.
Damn it.
The diet in diet drinks may also be a false promise for some soda lovers.
Why do they explain?
True, they deliver the fizz and taste of soda experience without the calories.
True.
Okay.
Yes.
Yet new research shows they can also leave people with increased food cravings. So that is, yes, the diet soda is better than soda.
Technically.
Yes.
Right.
By whoever knows how much.
Yeah.
But also you might want to eat more.
Is it because it's, you know, that you're not getting that full flavor? You know what I mean? I mean, is it kind of like, all right, I'm having this cracker and that's less than a big sandwich. But once you've had the cracker and your juices are going, you realize I didn't have what I really want, what I'm really craving. Like, so
which
you drink that Coke. Yeah. And it's not as, you know, filling, as full flavored and everything.
A study published recently in the JAMA Network Open. As you know, I have a subscription.
Oh, yeah.
Adds to the evidence that drinks may make sucralose. That's the thing, the sucralose.
Okay.
May stimulate the appetite, at least among some people. And the study gives some clues as to why. We found that females and people with obesity had greater brain reward activity after consuming the artificial sweetener. So it's not the soda, it's the sweetener in the soda.
Right.
Which is rough.
Yeah, man.
Both groups also had a reduction in the hormone that inhibits appetite, and they ate more food after they consumed drinks with sucralose.
Oh, man.
So it's the sweetener, and it makes you want to eat more, and it's BS.
And everything sucks.
And it's women and overweight people. So I'm
kind
of...
So it's kind of exactly
I'm
what you're...
Free.
Kind of the ones who... Well, you're... I don't know about the women part.
Listen. I don't either. Next, they're going to say weed makes you want to eat more.
No! Yeah, that can't be right.
Which is absurd. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Never eat on the radio!
That is what they tell you.
Yeah, but this is too good to not. Mighty tasty.
Sluggo decides that because my mouth is full, it's time to break.
Yep.
Time
to have a little chat on the radio.
Turn the mics on. We have a $50 Carl Jr. gift card. And by the way, it's so you can try the new hot honey hand breaded chicken lineup.
Keep it clean.
Which is what we enjoy.
And
right
it
now.
Is delicious.
Try it today.
Okay. With this $50 gift card, it'd be easy to do.
Color 13, 818-955. KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've got some money.
Yeah, we got some cash.
With our high-low game. Yesterday it was strange. When did they win it? Was it this morning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was strange because the number was
64.
And we had a guess of 63 and 65.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was just bizarre.
So like throwing those darts and hitting almost the bullseye.
Very close.
Yeah, frustrating.
So now it's up to $1,200.
Yep.
And the last guess was 37, and the last guess was low.
So you want to go a little higher than 37 anytime, any number between 0 and 95. And if you're caller 13, you'll straight up win tickets to Rolling Stones. You're absolutely going to win
those
tickets.
You get that, and then you also get a chance to guess the number and get $1,200.
That's right.
818-955-KLOS.
Seriously, spacing out today, man.
Yep. Happens. It's our high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
Allison.
Allison, you're caller 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Nicely done.
How are you with numbers? Are they your friends?
I think I got a good guess on this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it is between 37 and 95. That's a pretty big range.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Let's do 52. 52.
Damn! That's too low.
Too low.
Too low. But you still have your Rolling Stones tickets. You're going to go see them October 14th, SoFi Stadium, next Thursday. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster, but you don't care because you're going.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Nicely done. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
On a Friday!
On a Friday.
Hell yeah.
Between 5 and 7, we take your requests, all request fest.
Yep, doesn't matter what it is. If it's loud, to get your weekend going, we'll play it.
If we have it. Yep. As long as we have it in our system. We've played some real crap.
Yeah, I've brought in some real crap.
But we really have played some nonsense.
Yep, and people have asked for it, and maybe it'll take a week or so before I can get my paws on it. But we have a couple like that lined up today.
You know how there's a bachelor party before somebody gets married?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. At one point, Jimmy Kimmel and I were on a bachelor party circuit. I don't know how it happened, but...
What does that mean?
It was like once every 3 weeks we would go to a bachelor party.
All these guys deciding to get married.
And sometimes you're like, who's the groom? I don't even know who that is.
Who cares? It's a party.
Exactly. But in Scotland... they play pranks on the groom.
Oh, I like that idea.
I'm sure you do.
Hey, that's a new idea. We need to get started here.
Basically, they jumped the groom.
Uh-huh.
They took off his clothes.
Right.
They put a mankini on him. You know what that is? Like suspenders with like a ball guard.
Borat was wearing one.
Borat, right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's not attractive.
He made it the lime green, neon green one famous. Right, okay.
So
they put that on the groom?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And the Donald Trump mask. And then they tied him to one of the signs in a roundabout.
Oh.
At 10 minutes till 6 p.m. So there was all kinds of traffic going
on. Yeah, that's like an island. You're stuck there.
Yes.
You ain't going to be able to get out of there, especially if you're wearing one of those and you look like Donald Trump. In Ireland? Is that right?
In Scotland.
That's Scotland.
How fantastic is that?
Let's move there. That's awesome.
This is the audio from a car, and they are looking at it, and they can't quite figure out what it is.
God, no way, no danger.
Oh, it's not a real person.
I thought that was a guy.
No, it is.
No, it is.
A mask on.
Oh my God, no.
God almighty, I can't.
Aye, it is a guy. It's a guy.
It's going to crash looking at that. I think that's a Trump mask.
Oh no.
It's a stag do.
It must be.
I'm just deliberately letting these cars go by.
Oh my God.
They're going to crash.
I know.
Crash.
Somebody's going to crash here. Why don't you try and burrow around so I can get a better angle?
He was like, hold on a second. I think I like that mankini. Let's get a little closer angle.
Why don't you pull around again so I can get a better angle? What kind of angle do you need on that? It's not.
That is beautiful.
That's not what you want.
Paul, you better be a very understanding bride. I mean, like, the stuff that's going on with that. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, yeah, they made me put this on.
I didn't do it on purpose. Of course not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A Yellowstone tourist got jail time after video showed her too close to the bears.
Wow, you go to jail for that?
That was my question.
Whoa.
Apparently, Yellowstone tourists are supposed to stay in the car. If they see a bear, stay in the car.
Okay.
That's the rule.
Make sure you get your picnic basket. Don't let the boo get a hold of it or anything.
Right, sure. Yeah. But she and her friend got out of the car and ran over toward the bear.
Dingbat.
Who was a mama bear and had two cubs.
Oh, here, come eat me.
Right.
Wow. Can you imagine the mess if they had gotten, she had gotten a hold of her?
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow, that'd be some videos floating around.
So then the bear started running sort of toward there, and they just turned around and booked it back to the car.
How dumb can you be?
But there was a camera there,
yeah,
of course, because this is a popular tourist destination.
Sure.
And she pled guilty to getting out of the car, and she was sentenced to 4 days in jail.
Wow, like proper regular jail or Yellowstone jail?
It doesn't say.
I'm like picturing Yellowstone jail. It's like all, you know, like big stones and big gates. And
they, no, she was from Illinois, and she was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court to 4 days in jail and 1 year of probation.
Wow, she's not allowed to go back there, I wouldn't think, for that year of probation?
I don't know. I doubt
gets
it.
Gets in trouble again, yeah.
I doubt it. She, she was also ordered to pay $1,000 to the Yellowstone Forever Wildlife Protection Fund.
Nice. That's good. I like that.
And there were some other fines and fees included.
Mm-hmm. What was her plan?
She had her camera up. She was just trying to get something for social media.
How dumb can you be?
Yeah. Really, really dumb. Wow. And the two cubs were right there.
They're like, whoa, this chick's pretty stupid. How could they even knew?
How could anyone know that might be a dangerous situation?
Yeah, you know, she's new to Earth.
You know how we always make fun of people and what they go to jail for?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
You know, this one actually stands up in jail. What are you in here for? Bum rush to mama bear? All right, I'm going to back off of you. So what we want to do is we want to take lame reasons you went to jail.
Ah, that's a good one.
Stupid, lame, embarrassing. We're not looking for carjacking. We're not looking for stabbings. We're not looking for death.
You remember when you dismembered that guy? We don't need to hear about that.
All of you death people, don't call
your
us.
Your time in prison.
But everybody else, the lame reason you went to jail.
Right, lame reasons. Ones you hated to tell your friends.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Yeah. Hello, Dad? I'm in jail. I like it here.
I like it here.
It's nice.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
That line always kind of bugs me. I mean, because he doesn't make sure that there's another safe word after, you know.
After when?
Yeah. Then what? I mean, okay. That's a fun way to play.
When? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A woman went to jail for getting too close to a bear in Yellowstone Park.
So weird, man.
4 days.
Oh, man.
So we're asking your lame reasons that you went to jail. Who's this?
My name's Dan. Mm-hmm. I went to Orange County Jail for 11 days for unpaid parking tickets.
Really? How many unpaid parking tickets did you have?
I only had like maybe seven.
Seven will send they you to the slammer you.
No,
for a minute?
That's no way,
weird.
Dude.
What else did you do? Did you bop a cop on the head?
Did you say 70 or seven?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it was 11 days.
All right.
11 days in the slammer.
Good times.
Well, yeah. You know, and do you still park where you please?
Pardon?
Do you still park?
No, I don't even live in that city anymore.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I mean, I doubt you learned a lesson. You're still out parking wherever you want.
I would assume so as well.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Lame reason you went to jail.
Well, when I was in college, our place got raided because we were selling dope, of course. But I wasn't there, and I got pinned with a ticket. I went to protest the ticket in court, mm-hmm. and then I showed up without an attorney, and the judge said, I'm going to extend this and you must appear with an attorney. And I said, thank you very little, and turned around to walk out. He said, stop right there, you are under arrest.
Woo!
He threw me right into a jail right next to the courthouse, and there I remained for 9 hours.
Just for the word little instead of lot.
How about that?
Damn. Yeah, they get uppity, man. Judges. They get
judges want to be treated with respect.
Yeah, they got them robes on. They're ready to throw down.
It's some bullshit.
Taught me a lesson.
Yes, right it did.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS, your weird, lame reason you had to go to jail.
We started the hour talking about a woman who had to go to jail for 4 days because she got too close to a bear and its cubs.
That's really bizarre.
Which is dumb. And we're taking calls on lame reasons that you went to jail. You have one?
I was out in North Dakota. Me and two buddies were out in the hills shooting guns and blowing shit up. And so the cops come around looking for people, and they check us out, come and grab our IDs and give us tickets for not shooting or anything, but going off of the trail. So takes about 10 minutes for them to arrest my friend.
Right.
And he's 6'2". He's darker, from Florida. and they take him to jail. About an hour later, I get a phone call. They're saying they got the wrong guy. They were supposed to arrest me.
That's fantastic.
They actually called you to tell you? Hey, come on down to jail.
Pretty much. They wanted me to go pick them up so that they could grab me instead.
And did you?
I did not know. Excuse my language.
I mean, seriously, what do you do? Hi, I'm here. Thanks
it's
for
me.
Calling.
Take me instead of him.
That's so weird. So, I love it.
Took about 4 years later. I'm back in North Dakota. They get pulled over for, they're looking for a white Ford Ranger.
Yeah, and they keep that stuff forever, man. They knew you.
They knew me, and yeah. I'll tell you, that girl that I was on a date with never saw me again.
Good times.
But, yeah. I don't know, that's such a lame reason, but it sure is a weird, weird set of circumstances. I love it. Thanks for calling,
She
dude.
Fought the law, and the law won.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, when is that not the case?
Right?
Always the case.
KLOS, hello.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there. Lame reason you went to jail.
Yeah, so this was, I was about 20 years old. I had gotten pulled over for expired tags on my car. This was back in Colorado. So they gave me a ticket to go to court. I paid my tags. I got my new registration. Never went to court. Got pulled over again. Had a warrant for not going to court. Went to court, or I got arrested. Went to jail for 5 days until I could see a judge. So I sat in jail for 5 days just to be released by the judge because I had proof that my registration was paid.
Wow. That's pretty, that's a, what a waste of time.
That does seem like a waste.
5 days.
What city in Colorado? Okay.
This was in Arapahoe County.
Okay. Is that?
It's like outside of Denver.
Oh, Denver, yeah. Denver. Okay, yeah.
Centennial. The city would be Centennial.
Right. Interesting. Gotcha. Very interesting. I think just some people are just great. Bored and whatever, and they're like,
probably.
Screw you, I'm going to take you to jail because I can.
I think it was just a jerk cop because it wasn't an arrestable warrant.
Yeah.
He could have just gave me a new court date and I could have went to the new court date, but I think he was just being a jerk and was like, no, I'm taking you to jail. Yeah, so.
That's
pretty
messed up.
Reason.
Yeah, totally. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Call us with your dumb reasons you had to go to jail. And, dude, you had mentioned the clash. I fought the law. It just made me need to hear it right now.
Done. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about lame reasons that you ended up in jail. Do you have one?
So it's actually my friend who went to jail, but okay. He robbed Domino's and lived right down the street and left a trail of pizza sauce and cheese to his front door.
That is awesome.
Did you party with this guy?
Yeah.
He sounds entertaining.
Yeah. No. He's all sober and has a kid now, but yeah, we drink a lot.
Oh, the old days.
Miss the good old days.
Oh, the old days.
When he used to leave a trail of food to his house.
Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about lame reasons you went to jail.
The lame reason I went to jail was because I stole some chickens.
You stole chickens?
I stole chickens. I was just a kid.
Why would you steal chickens?
Why would I steal them?
Yes.
What were you going to do with them?
Because the guy next door said he'd give me $2 a chicken.
Ah.
Okay.
Righteous bucks.
The chicken would stick his head in the fence, and I'd pop him in the head, knock him out, and bring him to the guy.
And then, oddly, the owner was upset about that for some reason.
How could they be mad?
For sure.
But, you know, you had no idea it was wrong as a child.
No, of course.
No clue.
Of course not.
I just wanted the $2.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
And my ice cream and a potato chip.
Sure.
Right on, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo, how's it going, guys?
Yo, good.
It's
how are you?
It's going well.
Doing great, just commuting back from work. So I heard you guys are doing the subject of the dumbest arrest.
Yep.
Or going to jail.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, I was at the beach one day, and you know, you go get your grub on at the beach.
Sure.
And there was a dumpster, and I happened to throw my trash, but a seagull came flying by, and I hit him.
Right.
So there was a cop there, and he arrested me for that.
Wow! So,
for what?
Like, what? You did it on purpose? That's ridiculous.
He said I was endangering the seagull. I was like, well, okay. So
don't fly in front of you. What are you supposed to do?
Don't seagulls eat everything?
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was an honest, you know, mistake. I was like, I didn't intentionally hit the bird.
Right.
You were sitting there watching.
All right. Right.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Are you hot?
Ha ha ha.
Oh, she is. So. Yep, there you go. That's how you can tell.
Yeah, going to jail then. Definitely going to have to spend a little time with you.
Yeah, I thought I'd share that.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Man, we are seconds away from party music.
Yes, we are.
O-Rama.
From 5 to 7 every Friday, we do our old request fest. But first, Florida could become the latest state to study magic mushrooms as mental health treatment.
Oh, I guess we're moving.
This is a big thing. Two proposed companion bills in the Florida legislature would, if passed, allow the Board of Medicine to study MDMA and magic mushrooms and ketamine.
It definitely helps with depression from what I'm hearing more.
That's
and more
what they're
all
saying.
The
is it's, a, yeah. it's a depression thing. And yeah. if they give them any of these three under strict supervision,
right.
maybe it helps.
And I'll be sure to make sure to keep that strict supervision going.
Sure.
For me, for sure.
No, not for you. I'm saying for other people.
No, I'm moving.
You don't it's, get your... Oh, I see.
I'm going. Oh, yeah. It's done. You. Done okay. deal. Yeah, if it happens.
We're going to find out some more information on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Chris Witowski. He's the co-founder of Celera Bioscience. Celera Bioscience.
Maybe you want to say it, Chris?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Good. He's been sampling.
I'm good, but I could use some mushrooms.
It's Celera Bioscience.
That was close.
And we are one of the newest startups there in Florida that are trying to use psychedelics for treatment of mental health and addiction and Alzheimer's disease, all types of neurological dysfunction.
Wow,
that's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
and I'm
you have to realize that these drugs have not been really studied or researched since the 70s. They've taken on a connotation of being used as a recreational drug, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, magic mushrooms and things like that. But we're finding as a therapeutic is really a potential for curing a lot of illnesses that have very poor history of medical treatment right now.
Well, that sounds really cool, and very. I'm surprised that the government is that. You know, they have their eyes that open that they're actually willing to try it.
Very true.
Surprising.
Well, yeah.
The research is there. The medical science is there to back it up. Mm-hmm. I've got a professor here that works with me. It's a unicorn that lives inside my washing machine.
I'm sorry, what?
And the unicorn that lives inside my washing machine mm-hmm. has told me that these drugs are perfectly safe and useful in many different ways.
Okay.
So when he's like in which spin cycle does he most come up with like his most insightful, helpful?
Obviously delicate because you don't want to hurt the unicorn. They're very sensitive creatures. And one of the professors here is a fire hydrant that's made out of candy corn. He told me that he believes that this is the wave of the future. We're going to get $25 million from an investment company, according to my CFO, which is a bag of steel-cut oats that talks to me every morning. And
it's the right thing to do.
We're in good shape. We're gonna take this money. We're gonna do a lot of research, and we're gonna turn a lot of people on. It's gonna be freaking unbelievable. I can't wait for this, man.
Well, I mean, I thought you were gonna use it on the patients.
Yeah, patient. You have to be patient. It'll be right there. You don't have to be patient. You can hurry up and just get it right away. No need to be patient because we're going to be handing it out like candy. It's going to be nuts. My snow tire tell me he can't wait. He's waiting for it to jump right in. So we got a lot of good stuff going on down here in Florida, man. You should absolutely move.
This sounds like groundbreaking treatment right here. I gotta say.
So let's do our little contest. We got some cash up for grabs. If you can be caller 13 right now, $1,300 can be yours. You guess a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 52, and that was low.
So 818-955-KLOS.
And caller 13 for sure gets tickets to the Stones.
It is our high-low game. The last guess was low at 52 KLOS. Who's this?
Janice,
you're caller 13.
Ah! Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. You already got tickets to the Stones at SoFi.
So now, go ahead and go for that bonus.
All right. So it's a high-low game. The amount that you will win is $1,300. The number is between 0 and 95. And the last guess was too low at 52.
I'm going to go for 82.
Oh, yes!
Wow! Yes! Wow!
Why?
Dang!
Why would you?
I did it.
Yes.
Why 82? Why'd you guess that?
82 is spot on. That's the answer. How did you do that?
Well, I don't know. I've just been playing this game with you guys, watching the numbers.
Wow. Yeah, but the last guess was 52. That's amazing. You won $1,300. And the Stones tickets.
Oh, my gosh. I am so lucky. You guys, thank you so much.
Of course.
It is your day.
Killer way to start your weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. We're happy for you as well.
Next, Los Angeles. That's for my pal Matt Penfield. He's going to be here Sunday night with his new and approved show. We were talking today about that band. We're going to be out at the Greek Theater on the 23rd of this month. They got a show with the always unbelievably cool Horror Pops.
Love it.
And the Blasters as well. And tickets are on sale. They are celebrating the 40th anniversary of that album. Can you believe
Not possible.
40 years!
Nope.
How is that? I can't even.
Not possible.
So hopefully as time goes on, yet more 8th like X stuff down the line.
It is our All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS. This is for Charlene and Orange.
Nice. And if you have a request, we can dig it out. Doesn't matter what it is. We'll play it. 818-955-KLOS. Lewis, listening online in Phoenix, Arizona to KLOS.com, requested that one from Led Zeppelin. Happy to throw on Trampled Underfoot. Great song.
It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on? Kevin and Stogo.
Yo!
What would you like to hear?
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you gentlemen as well. I would love to hear some Joyous Wolf Fearless.
Joyous Wolf, nice. All right, you got it. Joyous Wolf Fearless for Joe in Hollywood, the All Request Fest on KLOS.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
I was wondering if you guys could maybe play a Smokin' by Boston.
Yeah, man. Who are you?
This is Chuck. I'm on my way home right now.
To do some smoking?
Possibly, yeah.
What the hell could hold you up from that?
By the way, possibly is a straight yes.
I love that video. That video was amazing. That is for Larry in Burbank. Good suggestion, sir. Cheap Trick. She's tight.
Getting some good calls today.
Yeah, man.
Love that.
Good stuff.
Also, don't forget our high-low game is still happening this hour.
That's right. Sometime between now and 6.
You will get a chance to win $1,300.
Last guess was 52, which is low. So you want to guess something higher than 52, but not higher than 95.
Don't call for that right now. We will tell you when to call in about a half hour.
Yeah, and when you are, you'll be winning some Stones tickets as well. That's pretty nice. That's a guaranteed deal, man.
Yeah, maybe again, yes.
How dare he?
All Request Fest, we do it from 5 to 7 every Friday afternoon. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, what's going on?
It is our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Yes, it is. I was thinking 22 Acacia Avenue by Iron Maiden.
Hell to the yeah. Who are you?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, where are you calling from, man?
Mentone Beach.
Right on. It's about to get loud, thanks to you. Right here on, it comes.
Baby. It'll be cranked, baby. Thanks.
From 5 to 7, every Friday night, we do our All Request Fest.
And there's Eddie. Nice.
Correct.
A little Iron Maiden, always doing the nice, tender love songs, those guys.
They really do. It's very soft and subtle.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Can I hear For Those About to Rock by AC/DC?
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Done deal. Yes.
One more question really quick. Way back when you guys used to play that 1 second of rock, what was that last song? I was on vacation.
That was The Carpenters. Love Will Keep Us Together.
Love Will Keep Us Together. I'm amazed. I actually remember it was Danzig's Mother. It was
really?
Mother by was? Danzig. Okay. Yeah, that was it. And it took forever. Did you try? Did you actually get through a couple times to try?
No, I never got through.
Oh, man. Oh, well. Well, you had Danzig to blame. That's who to blame.
I'm about to call back in 10 minutes because I know you guys are about to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Coming very soon. Right on. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
And here's your AC/DC.
I forgot how much I like that song.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Low Fidelity All-Stars Battle Flag is the name of that. It's for Jeremy in Garden Grove.
Jeremy, you rule.
It's a great request.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still reeling.
95 what?
Yeah, like, right?
I'm still reeling as well.
It's insane.
Because we just played the high-low game. And we said that the number 52 was the last guess and that it was too low.
Yep.
And she said, I'm going to guess 82, which is dead on.
Yeah, it was like 30 up. And just random as hell.
It was the winner, and she won $1,300 and takes to see the Stones.
I love this game. This is a fun game.
It is a fun game.
Vaguely
I agree.
Vegas-ish.
I agree.
So, yeah, we play it at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, Monday through Friday. So Heidi and Frank will start it all over again on Monday, 7 a.m. Come up with a number between 0 and 95.
And get it right on the first time.
Yeah, because then you also get $500 in free gas and the concert tickets.
So, I mean, if you can, get it right.
Try for a change. Why don't you actually try on Monday at 7 a.m.? All right, Bob called. Didn't exactly enjoy Dr. Green Thumb, I don't think.
No.
Hello? Yeah. No, Bob. You wanted to hear Metallica. Here you go.
From 5 to 7 o'clock every Friday afternoon, we do our All Request Fest. Sometimes the requests are good. Sometimes not so good. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I was thinking about Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Herman.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Who are you?
And my name is Gary.
If you push 13 on your touchtone phone right now, you will start the song in the KLOS motherboard.
Really?
Yeah, push it. Gave away a lot of tickets to that show.
Yes,
this
we
past
did.
Week, the Stones, Street Fighting Man. Who's that for? A couple people asked for some
Stones.
Yeah,
a couple people on Twitter. You can also tweet at us at Kevin and Sluggo, Ari, and Dolan.
Wanted to hear some Stones?
Or Don.
Don.
I don't know what
or
their
Steve.
Names are. I don't know what their names are. So. I can't read names.
Whatever, man. Who cares?
So we've got a few minutes.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get into some last-minute requests, at Kevin and Sluggo or 818-955-KLOS.
It's the All Request Fest, 95.5 KLOS. This entire day, we want to let everybody know the entire weekend even is dedicated to these guys right here.
Zyle crew from Silmar. We build sets for studios.
And I'm hoping we can do your Megadeth.
See if we can work it in.
What was the other one? Slayer.
Slayer?
Yeah, yeah, before we leave, but that may not happen. However, hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Darcy.
Hi, Darcy.
And, okay, so, hi, you know what? I was going to ask for a Stone song, but somebody just did.
Mm-hmm.
So how about My Ding-a-Ling, huh?
Why the hell not? The All Request Fest, so Chuck Berry on KLOS. However, there's a good possibility this song might suddenly stop. It might just suddenly, you know, stop.
What are you saying?
Stop. It will stop.
Well, I mean, all songs stop.
I think this might abruptly stop.
I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
Hey, we told you.
All right, listen.
It might suddenly...
You're lucky we played that much of it.
Stop.
Here we go!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hey. Oh, my gosh.
It's our All Request Fest.
Good.
We're very good.
I know. I listen to you every day, and I think you're really funny, and
thank
you're
you.
Cool.
Nice.
And you're doing an awesome job.
Thank
and
you.
And welcome to KLOS.
Thank you.
I got a bunch of different songs, but how about Young and Dumb by Violet Saturn?
Hey,
yay. That is a great choice.
They, I know, are doing
and
some...
And I'm 53, man. I was
happy to do you, Violet Saturn. We'll wrap up the little show with Violet Saturn.
Awesome. And you guys take care and
thank
be
you.
Nice to Greg the Herald when he comes on.
We love Greg.
Always. He's the best.
He's a loon, but we love him.
Too.
Right on. Thanks for calling. And Violet Saturn actually doing some work right now, as I understand it. Actually in the studio.
They're working on
some
something?
Stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
actually
yeah.
recording.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I
yeah.
see. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo. We said we had time for one more, but let's do one more.
Yeah, we have. All right. One more.
Why not?
Why don't you stay all night and keep taking requests?
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'd like to request Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy.
Nice. Awesome. Very cool. Who are you?
Mike.
Mike.
Chino.
Chino. Color it done, man. We'll wrap up the little showgram with it.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, dude. Bye. Back over on the other station, we used to do the Saturday night party pit.
Mm-hmm.
Super loud party music, and yeah. I'd always wrap it up with Feelings by Herb Alpert.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
I can't do that to KLOS.
This
now.
One is a good
that's
song.
Close enough.
That's a good ender.
Nice, yeah, great Aussie selection to wrap it up.
That is it for us.
Yeah.
We had a $1,300 winner today.
Nice.
Very
well done, you.
That.
Yeah, very cool.
And we're going to do it again on Monday.
Yep, start all over again. 7 a.m. on Monday, and that's nice and all, but I gotta go home and pet the kitty. What are you up to, man?
Enjoy. Peace out.
Yeah? Got anything else going on this weekend?
No.
Nice.
Literally nothing.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Lying about on the couch.
Yes.
Very cool.
Is that something?
Well, yes. That's,
okay,
that's perfect.
Lie.
Yes, exactly. Oh, one last bit of good news.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Love bit. On this day in rock in 1988, Def Leppard's Love Bites hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock. It was on this day in rock in 1990 when Eddie Vedder flew from his home down in San Diego up to Seattle, where he met the rest of his Pearl Jam bandmates for the very first time, and they started recording 10
Eddie had been chosen based on the vocals he had added to a three-song instrumental demo that the band had already made. Soundgarden's second album on the A&M label, Bad Motorfinger, was released on this day in rock in 1991.